I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. As the snow falls, along with the temperature, our feathered friends could use a handout. We'll talk more about bird feeding in West Virginia in just a moment. A lot of folks enjoy watching birds feed at a backyard feeder, especially on snowy, cold days like we've had this week. Jim Frigonero with the West Virginia DNR says it never hurts them.
Yeah, with the cold weather and all the snow that we've been having, a lot of birds may have a hard time finding a lot of the natural food sources. So I think it's a good idea to put out some bird feeders.
What should you feed them? Well, that's a pretty easy question.
Probably the best kind of feed for all the birds in West Virginia is a black oiled sunflower seed. That's pretty much all they need. A lot of times you might buy some mixed seed at various stores, but really all the birds really need is just a black oiled sunflower seed.
Now, you'll find a lot of bird seed out there in the market that has a lot of filler, but they don't want that. They usually kick it off and into the ground, and sometimes when those seeds hit the ground, it'll attract different birds.
Some birds, like your mourning doves, will feed on the ground, and a lot of squirrels whirl, and some of the sparrows and some of the juncos, they'll also feed on the ground, too. So some people will also put some cracked corn mixed in with the feed, because a lot of your birds like corn, too.
And with so many birds coming to the feeder at the same time, keeping it clean is important for the health of those feathered critters.
You can clean it maybe once every week, maybe once every 2 weeks, and disinfect it. Because when you have all this seed there, it's kind of an unnatural feed source, and a lot of birds will be there all at the same time. And if one is sick, it's really easy for that one bird to pass on whatever it has to the other birds, too. So it's a good idea to maybe mix up a bleach water solution, and you can, first of all, you want to remove all the old seed, and you can take either like a putty knife or a screwdriver or some kind of brush to clean out all the old seed, and then just take your whole feeder and dip it in a solution of 10-to-1 bleach and water, and then rinse it out very, very well with regular water and just let it dry.
Backyard bird feeders can be hours of enjoyment for a minimal cost, and they can be a big help to the birds at this time of year. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.